Welcome back to the Crypto Daily, everyone. Today, we're diving deep into the whale tank with a special guest, Nick Block Venture, crypto analyst extraordinaire. Nick, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure, Sarah. Let's talk whales.
So we've got these early Bitcoin whales making waves, moving millions worth of BTC to Kraken. What's your take? Retirement planning or something more strategic?
It's fascinating, isn't it? These dormant wallets from Bitcoin's infancy are suddenly springing to life. While some might be cashing out, I'm leaning towards strategic portfolio diversification. The recent Bitcoin rally is tempting, but these whales might be hedging their bets, especially with Ethereum's validator growth.
Speaking of Ethereum, it's seen a 30% jump in validators. Institutional interest is heating up, but we're also seeing Ethereum's own open interest at an all-time high. Should we be worried about a correction?
It's a valid concern, Sarah. High open interest can indicate leveraged positions, making the market vulnerable to liquidations and price swings. However, Ethereum's fundamentals are strong. The Shanghai upgrade, coupled with the rise of DeFi and NFTs, paints a bullish picture long term. It's a tug of war between short-term volatility and long-term potential.
Well, Nick, this Chainalysis case is heating up. Seems like Yieldnodes isn't backing down from that investment scam label.
It's a hefty lawsuit, Sarah. $650 million. That's a strong statement about the damage they believe was done to their reputation.
And it raises some interesting questions about the power and responsibility of these blockchain analytics firms. I mean, if Chainalysis can just label a project a scam and impact its operations, where does that leave everyone else?
Exactly. And this isn't the first time Chainalysis's data has come under scrutiny. Remember the alleged Bitcoin Fog founder? That wrongful arrest allegedly stemmed from their data, too. It highlights the need for accuracy and transparency in this space.
Absolutely. But Chainalysis isn't backing down either. They're arguing that Yieldnodes hasn't actually proven they're not a scam. It's a classic he said, she said situation, but with millions of dollars and the reputation of a major industry player at stake.
It's a high-stakes game of blockchain chess. This case could set a precedent for how these firms operate and how their data is used. I'm very curious to see how this plays out in court.
So Nick, this Siban story caught my eye. It seems like they're really drawing a line in the sand when it comes to ethics in the Nigerian blockchain space.
Yeah, it's a bold move, especially considering how nascent the industry still is in many parts of Africa. Siban is essentially saying, if you want to play in this sandbox, you have to play by the rules.
And it sounds like they had to take action. Creating parallel organizations, impersonating officials. That's not just unethical, it's damaging to the entire ecosystem.
Absolutely. It erodes trust, confuses investors, and makes it harder for legitimate projects to thrive. By taking a hard line, Siban is sending a message that they're serious about building a sustainable and reputable industry.
It'll be interesting to see how this impacts the broader blockchain landscape in Nigeria. Will other regional players follow suit and implement stricter ethical guidelines?
I think it's inevitable. As the industry matures, self-regulation becomes crucial. Siban is setting an example, and hopefully others will see the value in creating a more transparent and accountable ecosystem.
So Nick, let's talk about the top dog in the meme coin pack. Dogecoin has been on a tear lately, jumping over 10% and reclaiming that coveted $18 billion market cap. What's fueling this sudden surge?
Well, Sarah, it seems like the meme magic is back in play, at least for now. We're seeing a confluence of factors driving this rally. First, the broader market sentiment has shifted slightly more bullish, giving Doge a bit of a tailwind. But more specifically, there's been a surge in trading activity and open interest, indicating renewed interest from traders.
And those technical indicators are painting an interesting picture, too. The MAMI-CD crossover suggests a potential trend reversal, and breaking that multi-month descending trend line is definitely a bullish signal.
Exactly. Some analysts are even calling for a god candle, hinting at a massive price explosion. Now, whether that actually happens remains to be seen, but the optimism is palpable.
But let's not forget the doubters. The futures market is showing a significant amount of short positions open, meaning some traders are betting against this rally. And then there's the perennial question with Dogecoin. Can it sustain this momentum beyond just hype?
Right. That's the million-dollar question, or should I say the $18 billion question. Dogecoin has always been driven by sentiment and community engagement. It's a wild card, capable of incredible rallies, but also prone to sharp corrections. Whether this is the start of a sustained bull run or just another meme-fueled pump remains to be seen.
So, Nick, this Rabi wallet scam is a wild ride through the underbelly of the crypto world. Apple's App Store, a supposed fortress of security, was breached, leaving users vulnerable to this elaborate scheme.
Indeed, Sarah. The audacity of this scam is astounding. To bypass Apple's review process, not once, but twice, and then to have the gall to keep the fake app running for days while siphoning millions, it speaks to a brazenness we see far too often in this space.
And the trail leads us down a rabbit hole, pun intended, to this mysterious Compl figure. It's like something out of a spy thriller, with aliases, shell companies, and a web of interconnected scams spanning years.
The level of sophistication is noteworthy. The use of multiple wallets, DeFi services, and even funding hacking operations with stolen funds, it points to a calculated criminal mind, or perhaps even a well-organized group.
What's particularly concerning is the apparent inaction from Apple. They've been alerted to these scams, yet victims like Behemoth are left feeling abandoned, their pleas for help ignored.
It highlights a critical issue in the crypto space, the lack of consumer protection. When platforms like Apple, with their vast resources, fail to adequately address these issues, it erodes trust and leaves users vulnerable to exploitation.
Well, speaking of legal battles, our next story takes us from the digital world to a very physical one, a landfill in Newport, Wales. Nick, our listeners will undoubtedly remember the tale of James Howells, who accidentally discarded a hard drive containing a small fortune in Bitcoin.
Oh, absolutely. It's a story that's both tragic and, dare I say, somewhat comical. I mean, who hasn't misplaced a flash drive with some important files? But losing one with what's now worth over $500 million, that's a whole other level of heartbreak.
And now, after years of trying to convince the Newport City Council to let him excavate the landfill, he's taking them to court. He claims they've breached environmental regulations themselves, so his dig wouldn't be any worse.
It's a bold move, and I can't help but admire his persistence. But from a legal standpoint, it's going to be an uphill battle. Environmental regulations are incredibly complex, and proving that his proposed excavation would be less harmful than the existing issues is a tall order.
He's arguing that under UK law, his Bitcoin is considered personal property, giving him the right to retrieve it. But the council argues that the risks of digging up the landfill outweigh any potential benefits.
And they're not entirely wrong. Landfill excavations can release harmful pollutants into the environment, and the cost of such an operation could be astronomical. It's a classic case of a clash between individual property rights and the greater good.
It's a fascinating case study in the evolving legal landscape of digital assets. How do we balance the rights of individuals to their property, even when it's intangible, with the need to protect the environment and public health? And finally, let's talk about BNB Chain's upcoming Beacon Chain sunset. Nick, this is a pretty big move for the ecosystem. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely, Sarah. It's a significant step in the BNB Chain fusion, which aims to create a more streamlined and efficient blockchain. By consolidating everything onto the BNB Smart Chain, they're looking to boost security and performance.
Right, and the clock is ticking. They've issued a final reminder for users to migrate their BEP2 and BEP8 assets to BSC before the November 2024 deadline. Any assets left behind could be lost, which is a stark reminder of the importance of staying on top of these transitions.
It's crucial for users to take action now. While they're providing tools for recovery even after the sunset, it's always best to avoid any potential complications. This is a great example of why understanding the nuances of different blockchains and their evolution is so important for users.
For sure. And it's not just on individual users. Centralized exchanges have a role to play too. They're being urged to disable Beacon Chain deposits ASAP and move remaining assets into cold storage. It's all about minimizing risk as we head towards this major shift.
Absolutely. This sunset is a big operational undertaking, and the more proactive everyone is, the smoother the transition will be. It'll be interesting to see how this impacts the overall BNB chain ecosystem in the long run.
Indeed. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining me, Nick.